I just want to thank you for taking a moment. I know that you don't have many days off coming up.
No, this is our one night off tonight.
This is it, and then we'll see you on the 11th here at the Barrymore in Madison, Wisconsin.
Great.
I certainly know how much Madison loves the Flecktones when they roll into town.
Exactly, yeah.
And for me, you know, a Flecktone show really doesn't start kicking off until the first Victor Wooten bass solo.
Well, I appreciate that. You're very nice.
And the latest example of that was certainly a pleasure to be a part of last time you guys were here just recently. So
thank you.
Yeah, so that was, you know, that was enjoyable for sure. So, you know, how has the tour been received thus far? You're working off of a new album.
Yeah, exactly. An album that was just released yesterday.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing, actually.
And, yeah, we've been touring for a little while now, and just to packed houses, it's been great.
Yeah.
And it's been fun for the band, just playing all this new music.
If I'm just the average Joe coming into the show thinking, oh, I've heard of Victor Wooten and, you know, those Flecktones and things, what can they expect coming in? You know, the first track on the album, Two Timers, I sort of recognize that as something that I've heard at a Flecktone show. Is that true?
Well, it's very possible, because we did play it many, many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it is possible that you've heard it. But I would tell a person to try not to expect anything. Then there's, for one, you know, there's less room for disappointment. But just come prepared to have a good time.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't want people to, you know, think it's going to be all jazz, so that way if we play another type of music, they're disappointed. Just, you know, a lot of times if we can just remain open and just be prepared to have a good time, and there'll be, I believe, you know, every member there, every audience member will be musically fulfilled, totally entertained, and they'll witness something that they've never seen before.
And I must concur that listening to this new album, and the title is Palmistry.
Yes.
Which is, we'll get to that, I think.
Palm Mystery. That's it, yeah.
Yeah, it's a special title. But listening to it, you know, there's not one song that's even close to being, you know, they're all such genre-bending sort of songs as it is, just like a lot of your music. And this,
exactly.
This certainly does not disappoint in that regard. If you don't have an open mind, you know, this might not be the album for you. But if you do have an open mind, man, just like all the rest of your work, it is open for so many different interpretations.
Yeah, definitely. And that's why I like people to not interpret it before they hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, don't have any real interpretation before you come see the show. Just remain open. Because for me, the CD is just a collection of good music, at least to my own taste.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't try to figure out what genre it fits in. I don't give the music a name. I just enjoy it.
Yeah, on my show, we are a free-form show that really, I don't assign genres to any sorts of arts. I just find it to be, you know, too much in the box already.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, certainly going to see Victor Wooten will take us outside of a box, I think, no matter, you know, no matter what we have fixed inside of the box to begin with. Once that first lick begins, you know, the open-mindedness starts.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, it's just like, you know, people and your friends. Everybody you know is different. And it'd be hard to put one category on anybody. And plus, people change, and my music changes. And so it's hard to fit it under one title. And during the show, even a song you may have heard on a CD may take a different turn that night. And I like that, because that's a good representation of what life is about.
Yeah, and music mirrors life so very well that way.
Right, exactly.
And, you know, I've heard whatever the song might be 100 times, and each time, depending on the mood and where you hear it and all that, you know, it certainly can be a different song each time.
Oh, for sure.
And yeah. When you add a live setting as a palette for your creation, you know, you know, people have seen it, you will go just about anywhere.
Yeah.
And you'll take us with you.
Mm-hmm. And plus with the band, you know, the musicians are so diverse and have such an incredible repertoire that there's no telling where any musician may take it that night. During a solo, this musician may say, hey, let's go here. And so the rest of the band will follow.
That's got to be the best part of your job.
Absolutely.
Oh,
it's like,
man.
You and I having this conversation. You have questions prepared, but you don't know where I'm going to take it. I don't know where you're going to take it. And that's the beauty.
It is.
That's what makes it fun.
Yeah, that's why we wake up each morning living.
Yeah, you got it.
And I certainly, you know, I don't want to talk up the album too much before people get their own chance to listen, but as I hear it, as a person who likes to share music with others over the radio, there's so many listener-friendly tracks on here that will fit any kind of a show. You know, once again, that whole let's not talk about genres, you know, from two-timers all the way down to us too, there's nothing there that's similar other than the fact that some of the musicians are the same.
Right, that's very true. I'm glad you're hearing it.
And I respect not only you, but any artist that can do that, because it just shows that you appreciate the folks that are turning it on and checking it out.
Yeah, that is true.
It's hard to do that, to think about the other people sometimes, you know, so I just want to let you know that as a person who shares your music, kudos to you on that.
Well, thank you very much. I really, really appreciate that.
And now, this is your, your voyage on Heads Up.
Yeah, it's the first one for Heads Up, and I think it's my sixth CD, solo CD overall.
Yeah, six. Yeah.
And so far things on Heads Up have been great. They're just really behind it and making me feel comfortable, and we're looking forward to good things ahead.
If we might talk quickly about, you know, you have some family members, of course, on the album.
Mm-hmm.
And now who comes around on tour with you?
My brother Reggie is usually there, and I have my brother Joseph on keyboards. But on this tour, Joseph was called out by the Steve Miller Band to play keyboards.
Doing that
for 10 years now.
Yeah, oh, that's tough.
So, yeah, so he's out with Steve Miller, so I'll have a different keyboardist.
Mm-hmm.
But those are the family members that are usually with me.
Yeah. Now, will Jeff Coffin make the trip?
No. Jeff and my other brother, Roy Future Man, they only play with me. Or I play with them with the Flectone.
Right, okay.
So it'll be a totally different band.
So Jeff was just on the album? A couple of tracks.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I see you also have Carl Denson on Song for My Father.
Yeah, Carl's amazing.
Isn't he just a nice guy?
Know that he can groove and, you know, play in the whole funky jam band scene, but hearing him play a nice jazz solo on this CD is really, really incredible.
Yeah, he came here and he rocked Madison for many an hour.
Great.
Just recently, yeah, we're going to kick back. Actually, I had a chance to interview your brother, Roy, about a year and a half ago.
Okay.
And, you know, just like with you, the openness of your eyes, your ears, and your heart really, you know, came through with him as well.
Cool.
Matter of fact, my wife said if anything ever happened with us, that Future Man was tops on the list. I know.
That's
so don't you be so nice either now, you.
All right.
So I'm looking forward then to seeing the mixture of artists that will be out here with you. And Keb Mo on Us Too.
Yeah.
Come on, he's an all-time fave.
Of mine also.
Ugh.
Yeah, I used slide on my bass on that song.
Mm.
And I recorded my parts first. And then I just wanted to have, the authentic sound of, you know, a real bluesman, on the song. So fortunately, Kevin Moore responded.
Yeah, Mr. Kevin Moore has certainly made a name for himself recently.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's been around a long time, and Matt, one of his tracks, that he does every morning is my wedding song.
All right.
Yeah, I know, isn't that?
Yeah.
We had two blues songs for our wedding songs.
Wow, that's cool. That's different.
I Saw God.
Yeah.
What a, it's a revelation, and it's... I'm sure you're going to get feedback of all sorts on that.
Exactly, of all sorts.
Ooh.
Of all sorts.
I'm not even going to... Let's not even let the people know about it yet.
Well, you know, I had to be a little bold.
You were.
To put a song like that.
You were.
On the CD. But, you know, I felt that people were ready for it. The groove speaks for itself.
Oh.
And it's nice to be able to put something like that on top of a groove like that.
Mm-hmm.
Richard Bona adding vocals to that just really, you know, put it over the top.
Over the top. And I Saw God, don't let the title scare you. It's, I've listened
It'll
to
make
it.
You think a little bit.
That's what it does. It really does make you think. And I like your perspective on that one.
Great. Thank you.
Left, right, and center.
Yeah, that's a powerful song.
Oh, well, I mean, Dennis Chambers on drums, you know, Mike Stern kicking back on guitar, Neil Evans on organ.
Yeah, there's actually three drummers on that song.
Jeez.
Yeah, J.D. Blair, Dennis Chambers, and Will Kennedy, all playing separately and together with Mike Stern, and the keyboardist from Soul Live.
Yeah.
Soul Live, Neil Evans.
You know, for me, that's my track.
That
would be my track for sure.
Cool.
At this stage, after listening to the album just, you know, two times through, oh, gosh.
Well, that's a powerful song.
Oh.
And I had fun with it, too, because after Mike recorded, he took this incredible solo in the middle of the song, and it only took him one try at it. He just played it once, and he just was so incredible. And I was just amazed at how well he played that I started learning his solo. And in learning it, I realized how cool it sounded with me playing his lines at the same time.
Oh.
So I ended up learning his whole solo and playing it in unison. So when you hear that in the middle of that up-tempo, speed-it-up section, that's bass and guitar soloing at the same time in unison.
No wonder it's so powerful.
Yeah, it's such a powerful sound. I'd never really heard anything like that before.
Yeah, it reminds me, it makes me think of the sound of the center of the earth. You know, that powerful when I click that one on to go.
Cool, I'll take that.
Yeah, I know, right?
That's great.
Yeah, that's left, right, and center, really. Yeah, it makes me feel like both hemispheres, and then the sound's coming from the center.
Very cool.
So that's my interpretation of your wonderful work on number five.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
wonderful.
I love it.
That's cool.
I recently spoke with Marcus Miller.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, another great baseman, of course, and heck of a nice guy, too. And he was mentioning that perhaps you and Stanley Clark and he were going to get together.
That's correct. We have been working on a CD, working on a recording, and we're planning a tour starting mid-August.
Oh.
Yeah, the Thunder Tour.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I hope that comes storming into Madison, Wisconsin, or close by, because it would certainly be appreciated here.
I hope so. I am so looking forward to that.
Have three basemen ever got together and gone out like that on tour?
You know...
That you can recall?
Well, I don't know that any have as big as this is going to be. But there was a group that was out earlier last year. They called it B-Times 3.
Mm-hmm.
And it was bassist Jeff Berlin, Billy Sheehan, and Stu Hamm.
Well, there, Billy Sheehan, oh my.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, this will be different and huge. And the fact that we're actually going to do this based around a CD that we'll release.
Oh. Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting my grubby paws on that one and spinning it for the people.
Yeah.
I can only imagine what the center of the earth will sound like on that. Oh, man.
Yeah, it'll be nice. The things that we've come up with so far are really, really nice.
Yeah. So with the Carl Denson tenor sax on Song for My Father, obviously the title must have some importance. You know, it's a Horace Silver tune.
Yes, exactly.
But you don't just go picking a Song for My Father, I think, and slap it on an album for no good reason. You know, it's a great tune. Is there, you know, obviously from what I've read, you have a very musical and creative family.
Yeah.
Some sort of tribute?
Well, yeah, my dad had recently passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very fitting to put that song. But it's also been one of my favorite jazz songs. It's a jazz standard that I've played, you know, almost forever. Just never recorded it. And so this was a chance for me to record it, you know, in a different way. And this is kind of a jazzy, funky version of it.
Oh, it's a lot different than what folks, when they hear the title and look at it, it's a lot different than what they would expect. To.
Yeah, it's not the same.
It's not your father's Song for My Father.
Yeah.
You know, it really
it's
isn't.
It's a little different.
It's matured a lot.
Exactly.
Well, I'm sorry for your loss of your father, of course. But you certainly did, by slapping that song on there, the feeling was there.
Good,
yeah, the feeling was there. So
I think my father would be happy about it.
Oh, yeah, I do too. I think he would be pleased with this whole album.
Good.
The diversity alone and the connection, the theme almost of connection and unity that I feel when I go through it top to bottom.
Cool.
You know, I hope that's what listeners, when they check it out, maybe that'll hit them too, that there is some sort of a feeling of unity, not just with your songs, but for the world.
Great.
I'm looking forward to sharing this album with my listeners over and over. And I look forward to seeing
you
certainly on the 11th at the Barrymore.
That should be fun. It'll be good to get back into Madison with this band.
Oh, they're going to love you.
Be a lot of fun.
They are going to love you. As far as in the live setting, any special surprises that maybe we can look forward to, whether it's a song or a guest artist?
Well, I guess if I were to tell you, it wouldn't be a surprise.
I know.
So I won't say, but again, I'll just say I think people should just come expecting to have a great time. We're going to play a lot of songs from the new record, but we'll also play some songs that have not been recorded, some brand new things. It should be, I think people will be entertained.
Yeah, if they've ever listened to your music in the past, you know, they know kind of what they're getting into.
Right.
And it's those folks that aren't quite sure that I really hope take that chance, you know, and come on out and see the band, and it'd be interesting to hear their thoughts afterward.
Yeah, yeah, I always like to meet the people afterwards. I stick around for quite a while afterwards, and I just hang around and talk to people and sign autographs, so I look forward to doing that up there.
Yeah, the people around here will certainly let you know how they think about it.
Cool.
Miss You featuring the Lee Boys.
Yeah.
Before I let you go, because I do want to let you go, I know that you don't have a lot of free time at the moment. I hate taking up people's free time, but, I mean, you got Alvin Lee on there, who's just something special.
Well, you know, this may be a different Alvin Lee.
Okay.
There's a very, very popular Alvin Lee, and this is an Alvin Lee from a group of family that traditionally play funky gospel music out of Florida.
Yeah. Yep. And with Derek and, I think, Keith, is that?
Yeah. Yep. So you know these guys.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And Roosevelt's playing the steel guitar, you know, very similar to, you know, the Sacred Steel sound. It was fun having that whole band come in and record. And I just, again, I played slide bass on this song with Roosevelt, who was playing steel guitar. So it was a fun track.
Oh, it is a fun track. And when I saw those Lee Boys names on there, I knew right away that the spiritual sense.
Oh, I'm glad you know about those guys.
Yeah,
that's wonderful.
Yeah, it bleeds on out of that song.
Nice.
The spiritual sense, definitely. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Very cool.
I just want, you know, thank you for your time and keeping it real.
Hey, you're welcome. Thank you.
And I hope to be one of those folks chatting with you after the show. And you know, we'll let you know how it was.
Hey, I'm looking forward to it, man. Hey, I'll add one other thing. You know, my CD, Palm Mystery, came out yesterday. But I have a book called The Music Lesson that was just released in bookstores around the country.
Thank you.
Yesterday. And so people should check that out.
What's the name of the book again?
It's called The Music Lesson.
Right. And
it's a story. It's a novel.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of writing an instruction manual on how to approach music, I just told a story. With the lessons are in there, but it's done in, you know, a fictional story form. And so it's a little bit easier to digest.
Sure. Rather than the one, you know, step one.
Yeah.
Step two. Oh, yeah, well, so you have, you know, you've been as busy as people think you are, and then some.
I've been pretty busy, but, yeah, you know, I thank people like you and the public for allowing me to remain busy.
Yeah, absolutely. And we thank you for keeping that bass in your hands and keeping your mind open and creative.
Well, thank you, too. I appreciate that.
Because without that, we would all listen to the same song over and over.
All right.
So thanks for your time and
you're welcome.
And your energies, and they do not go unappreciated by any stretch.
Thank you so much.
And we look forward to having you here in Madison, and peace.
Sounds good. Peace to you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.